Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for the Christophers, and if you tend to worry about anything and everything, today's show is a must-listen for you. I'll be joined by author and radio host Gary Zimak, who endured the debilitating effects of worry until he took a renewed interest in his Catholic faith and developed a closer relationship with Jesus. Stay with us. Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Hello and welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi. Panic attacks, digestive problems, heart palpitations, and sleepless nights. Those were the ways in which worry manifested itself in Gary Zimak's life. It wasn't until he took a renewed interest in his Catholic faith that he could get a better handle on the biblical calls to fear not and be not afraid. Now Gary, who's already a popular author, speaker, and radio host, is sharing what he learned in two books called Stop Worrying and Start Living and Find a Real Friend in Jesus. To tell us about both of the books, I'm pleased to welcome to Christopher Close-Up, Gary Zimak. Gary, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Tony, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, I want to start with this book you have out called Stop Worrying and Start Living, because you had a problem in the past with worrying to the point where it was debilitating for you and affecting your health. So tell me about what you went through and also why you were so focused on the things that could go wrong in life.
Tony, it goes back to when I was a young child. I would say, as far as I can remember, maybe 6 or 7 years old, I was worried about a lot of things. I was worried that my parents would die. I was worried that I would get sick. I would get beat up in school. I would flunk out. You know, so many different things that I worried about. I really feel it's just my nature to always look at a situation and maybe see the worst or play the what-if game. What if this happens? What if that happens? And that progressed through the years, and essentially there were a lot of complications that came out of that. Besides being miserable, I had stomach issues. I eventually went into panic attacks. I had at least 5 or 6 panic attacks when I was in college, which required visits to the emergency room, thinking that it was a heart attack. So it was some serious things. And that went on for a lot of time in my life. I would, from time to time, pray. Now, it's pretty funny. I am someone who is a cradle Catholic. I never fell away from going to Mass each week. But I didn't really have a good prayer life. I was pretty lukewarm, except when I was struggling. So when I would worry, I would pray. I would say, God, please help me. Please help me with this problem. And then I would get better, and I'd move on and forget about it. You know, and was pretty, it went on like that for years and years. But I think there were some seeds planted early on. I learned that God cares about me, and that when I turn to Him, I can feel peace. Now, I still am someone who would, I would categorize myself as someone who has a tendency to be anxious. But one day at a time, Tony, with God's help, I'm getting through this. The book is my attempt at reaching out to those like me who struggle with worry and need to feel peace in their life.
Yeah. Well, so is basically what you're saying, did you, the only time you tended to your, say, spiritual health was when you were in the in those situations where you felt at your lowest? Did you have any kind of a spiritual, trying to do anything spiritual during the day, during your life when that was going on, or not really?
You know, you're killing me with that question, but I have to answer honestly. No, I mean, and that's the thing. That's the beautiful thing about the way the Lord works, and this is what I try to tell people when I go out and speak about this, is that He loves us so much, He's going to reach out to us in the way that's going to be the most effective. So, yeah, even though I went to Mass, it was pretty much a check-the-box type of activity. This is what we do every Sunday. We do it, and then we get on with our lives. We do what we want, and we worry that something's going to go wrong. But, yeah, that was the basis of my spirituality for many years.
Yeah, I'm talking to Gary Zimak about his book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, 365 Daily Reflections. So what exactly happened that finally moved you beyond this level of worrying and realizing you had to take baby steps forward?
Yeah, and I do have to say, Tony, that over the years, I had some steps I took forward. I got involved in, when I was in college, I got involved with the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Movement a little bit because I realized that I needed something that was good for me at the moment, but I eventually drifted away from that. So I would get closer to the Lord throughout the years for a little bit, and then I'd backslide. But in late 2004, Now, just I have to add that my tendency, my specialty, if you will, when it comes to anxiety, is that I've always been a hypochondriac.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the type of guy, I get a headache, it's automatically a brain tumor. I mean,
okay.
Unfortunately, that's...
Yeah.
And I meet a lot of people who can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
But as it turned out, in late 2004, I started getting some very unusual medical symptoms. Started losing weight, started feeling sick to my stomach, and I went to the doctor, and one test led to another test, and eventually they found something that they thought could be a pretty big problem, and that got my attention.
Yeah.
And from that point on, Tony, I have to say that I turned to the Lord and I said, Lord, all right, from now on, I'm going to take things seriously. I'm going to take you seriously and our relationship seriously, because I honestly believed that I was going to die.
Mm.
I really did.
Yeah.
And the doctor was concerned, too. And if we could fast forward maybe about 3 to 6 months after that, the problem went away. They never diagnosed anything.
Hmm.
But in the meantime, I got to know Jesus on a personal level. I started feeling all kinds of peace, and I never looked back from that point on.
Wow, that is great. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up. I'm talking to Gary Zimak about his book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. And I think the words fear not and be not afraid appear in the Bible over 300 times. But I realize also that getting to that point is easier said than done. So I'm curious, are there any biblical figures outside of Jesus, who we'll talk about shortly, but are there any biblical figures whose example has helped you better deal with worry?
Yeah, the one that comes to mind is Abraham, because
mm-hmm.
Abraham was asked to do something pretty frightening. The Lord just said, okay, Abraham, I need you to follow me. I need you to leave your homeland, follow me. And Abraham did it. He didn't have any promises. I mean, he had promises, but he didn't have any concrete proof,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't have a game plan. The Lord just said, follow me. I'll tell you where we're going when we get there.
Uh-huh.
You're right? And you look at his life, you look at what happened, you look at the fact that for years he wanted to have a child. He didn't. He was elderly. He was in his 90s, and his wife gave birth to Isaac. And then what did God do? He said, I need you to sacrifice your son.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and so Abraham trusted. So when I look at that and his example, I'm reminded that oftentimes in life, we're called to trust.
Yeah.
And we don't have a guarantee. I mean, we have a guarantee. The Lord's going to promise us eternal life in heaven if we follow him. But I don't have every step of the way planned out
mm-hmm.
for me. The Lord expects me to take one day at a time. So when I look at somebody like Abraham, I realize that if I really want to trust God, I've got to trust him each day that he's good for his word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a daily decision for you, is it?
Oh, definitely a daily decision. Each
yeah.
day, okay, Lord, here it is. I'm going to trust you today.
Yeah, yeah. And you also mentioned before, you know, you came to take God seriously. But I'm curious, in order for you to stop worrying and start living, as your book title says, was it also important for you to maybe take yourself less seriously?
Really good point. And that's why when I go out and I talk about this, I joke about it. I'm really transparent, Tony, when I go out and I speak about this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I let people know this is the way my mind works. And I always get laughter out there every time I say to the audience, anybody here worry? People laugh because this is a common problem. And if you take it a little lightly and realize that, you know, this is not all up to me. First of all, God obviously had a sense of humor when he created me. and I look at it. You're right. I laugh at myself sometimes. And that line about the brain tumor or about a stomach ache being cancer,
mm-hmm.
I mean, people laugh at that, but they can relate because so many of us go down that same silly road, and we realize it's silly once we say it out loud.
Yeah, yeah. And even the story of Abraham, we were talking about the more serious aspects of the story. But, you know, when God tells him he's going to be a father and Sarah's going to have a child at such a late age, he starts laughing hysterically. So laughter is supposed to be part of our journey.
It is. It is. And I think that's a really good way to look at it. You know what happens, Tony, if we take ourselves too seriously, we really cut God out of the picture and we start feeling like this is all up to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're trying to stop worrying, I'm going to do this. I can do this. Well, I can't do this. And that's why all the pressure is off once we realize, as St. Paul did, when I am weak, then I'm strong. When I realize I can't do this, I can't do anything without the Lord's help, then I turn to him And all of a sudden, things change. And this is what I've heard this story from so many people who have listened to my advice, because I've become the leading Catholic speaker on overcoming anxiety. Mm-hmm. Several of my books have addressed this topic, yeah. including the new one. When I put people in touch with the Lord, and I say, don't try to stop worrying on your own. Instead, spend time with Jesus every day.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, people have come back and told me, yeah, I'm starting to feel more peaceful. That's because they're not doing the work. You know, and I think we mm-hmm. do that too many times. We don't let him do the heavy lifting.
Yeah. Is there a patron saint of warriors?
Actually, there is. There are a couple. St. Padre Pio, who mm-hmm. has coined the phrase, pray, hope, and don't worry. He's known among warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Dimphna, a little-known saint, is known as the patron saint of those afflicted with anxiety and mental disorders.
So oh, okay.
Usually if you're a warrior, you know, and you're somewhat spiritual, you know about St. Dimphna.
Okay. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I'm talking to Gary Zimak. He is a radio host of Spirit in the Morning. You can hear it wherever you are. Listen to it at holyspiritradio.org. He's also the author of the book Stop Worrying and Start Living. He's got another book called Find a Real Friend in Jesus. We're talking about all of these things today, but just to stay on the stop worrying, start living topic, you note that one of the reasons people are mired in worry is because they feel guilt from their sins. And it's a real mm-hmm. problem, because I know there are people who think that they've done things that God could never love them or forgive them for because of what they've done. What would you say to those people?
The first thing I would say is that's not true. But, Tony, this is a big problem, because the devil wants to get in our mind and tell us that it is true.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he can keep us focused on what we did wrong in the past, and also what he likes to do is have us worry about the future, which hasn't happened yet. And if he can keep us in the past or in the future, what happens is we take our eyes off the present.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem, because God has a plan for us today. He wants us to do something today, and he... You know, the past is gone. We can't do anything about the past. It's over with. Today's a new day. And instead of worrying about sins we committed, and that, this is a very big problem with a lot of people, we can do something about this. I can go to confession and say, I'm sorry that I sinned, and receive absolution, receive forgiveness for my sins. That's huge. That's yeah. a huge thing for us to do.
Yeah, and it reminds me a little of something. A few months ago, I interviewed Father John Couture, who was director of the Christophers for many years. And
yes.
he's worked with a lot of people who get really down on themselves, who feel like stuck in their sin. And he's one of the mm-hmm. pieces of advice he said he gives is, never call yourself a bad person, always call yourself a saint in training. And he says
wow.
that really kind of gives them the motivation and the direction to move forward in the right way. So it sounds like you've kind of got similar advice that you give to people.
Definitely. Boy, that's a great statement by Father John. That's so true, because there is no such thing as a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't create bad people. You know, we do bad things sometimes, but a saint in training, Tony, you look at the story, many of the stories of the lives of the saints, they did a lot of bad things too,
yes.
but they got it. They repented, and we all have, everybody listening to this right now is alive right now. And as I always like to tell people, and people laugh at this sometimes, if you can hear me right now, be thankful you're not in hell. Isn't that? I mean, that's a great thing. Your
mm-hmm.
life's not over. Sometimes we get down on ourselves because we're dealing with incomplete data. Yeah, I did things in the past that I'm not proud of, but I can today begin to change that with God's help. So it's never too late for any of us while we're still here.
Yeah. Do you have any experience with people who almost overemphasize sin? I think it's called scrupulosity. It's they see sin everywhere,
yeah.
everything they do. Any experience with that?
Yeah, I do. And in fact, some of the great saints, from what I understand, suffered with scrupulosity. I think St. Alphonsus Liguori struggled tremendously with
mm-hmm.
scrupulosity. I don't have that personally, but I've met people who have contacted me who do struggle with that. And that's a challenge for many of these folks, because everything they do, they question, is this a sin? Is this not a sin? So sometimes there can be a connection between anxiety and scrupulosity.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a therapist. I don't have a psychology background. I've talked to therapists about this, so I really can't comment on that connection, but there can be a connection.
Okay. I'm talking to Gary Zimak. He's the author of Stop Worrying and Start Living, also the author of a book called Find a Real Friend in Jesus. So let's touch on that book a little bit right now, because you know, basically from what I remember, the idea of having a personal relationship with Jesus has been largely a Protestant idea until more, I'd say maybe the last 10, 15 years or so when I've been hearing more about it in Catholic circles. Why do you think that idea is growing among Catholics, and how did you come to see its importance in your own life?
Boy, that was great questions there. And yes, you're right. In the past, and I had 12 years of Catholic education, so I've definitely been Catholic for a long time. I thought that just Protestants had a personal relationship with Jesus. And Tony, I honestly think I've thought about this question a lot. First of all, it's I think the main reason why people leave the Catholic Church, because they don't realize it's possible to have a personal friendship and relationship with Jesus. I think sometimes, I don't know if this is accurate or not, sometimes I think we have too much in the Catholic Church, and sometimes we take it for granted. Mm-hmm. We have the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, and sometimes we just get so used to the routine that we don't question it, or we don't take it a step further and say, well, wait a minute, I'm receiving Jesus in Holy Communion, but am I really doing my part to be his friend? Mm-hmm. Friendship has to go both ways. He's coming to me, but am I doing anything to get to know him better? And I think once you realize that, and that's a big part of my message when I speak and when I write, once you realize what a great friend he is and how he's always available, no matter what time of day, for anxious people, that's great news. You wake up at 3 in the morning, you've got Jesus right there. Once you start talking to him and getting to know him better, that friendship is tremendous. It's very, very powerful.
Is that how the friendship started with you? Was it just talking, or did you take other steps?
Yeah, talking's a big one. And I always tell when people ask me, how do I know if I'm friends with Jesus? And I'll say, well, do you talk to him? And then they'll say, well, what do I say? Tell him you want to be his friend and to reveal himself to you. Lord, tell me, what can I do to get to know you better? Really, that's what St. Paul did when he was on the road to Damascus. He said he ran into Jesus. He didn't know him. And he said, who are you, sir? And then he asked, what shall I do, sir? So that's the relation, the beginning of a friendship. But that's a start. That's a good start. Another thing, and this is why it could be challenging for some people, the most reliable way to hear the Lord speak to us is through the Bible, because we know that that's God's inspired word. We can interpret it wrong, but we know that it's God's inspired word. And then oftentimes, as was the case for me with for many years, I didn't know how to read the Bible and how to hear God speak through the Bible. And that's why throughout all of my books, I have many, many, many scripture quotes, because I want people to understand that God does speak to us through the pages of Scripture.
Yeah, and discerning what exactly he's saying, that can be the challenging part, but it's also rewarding because you get to learn more along the way.
Yes, and Tony, if I could throw in one more thing, the sacraments are huge too. Receiving the Eucharist as often as I can and going to confession, you encounter Jesus personally through the sacraments. So that's another huge step.
Yeah, well, one of the points you make in the book, I'm talking to Gary Zimak. His book is called Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. And you note in the book that by calling these steps easy, some people think they may not be effective. So why should people not be turned off by the easiness of the steps?
Good point. And I specifically put that in there because I wanted, and in fact, in the title, I call them amazingly easy, because I wanted people to realize that they can do these steps. But yeah, sometimes I think, and I don't know how you feel about this, sometimes I think when somebody tells me, well, this is how you fix your problem, if it sounds too simple, I think, well, that's not going to work. That's too easy. But yeah, I mean, that does get, there could be some questioning that, but for the most part, people are happy that they looked at this book and said, you know, they read the steps and they said, I can do this. I can handle these steps.
Yeah. Well, one of the steps in the book is listen, which is not an easy thing to do in a culture where we turn to social media to share every thought that pops into our heads. We're more used to talking than listening. So, what, you know, how can we listen to God more effectively, you think?
Great question. And yeah, it's challenging. The first thing we have to do is make a conscious decision to spend time listening to him. I've heard that for years. Well, you need to ask God, and he'll tell you what to do. Well, it never really worked for me. So getting back to Scripture, that's one of the best ways to listen to the Lord. Start by reading the daily Mass readings or something. You know, if you're not familiar with the Bible, read the daily Mass readings, or just read the Gospel and let the Lord speak to you through the Gospel. That's a great way. Another way is to just make some quiet time for him and say, Lord, speak to me. Let me know. Let me know you're there. And you're going to hear him speak in the silence of your heart. You'll get thoughts, not necessarily in audible words, but given enough time, he will speak to you. And I would say limit it in the beginning. Do 5 or 10 minutes because it might be overwhelming. But I found that over time, you can hear him speak more and more.
Yeah. Well, let me touch on one of the other steps, too, which is love your neighbor. Because I find that while there's more to being Catholic than being kind to others, if you're not kind to others, it undercuts the witness we give to the world. So talk about the importance of loving your neighbor.
First of all, I have to say, Tony, this is why I love the Christophers and the work that you do so much. Because you challenge me all the time. To be honest with you, brother, I don't like being nice to people who aren't nice. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I have to do it because Jesus told me. And that's why it's so important that we understand. We can take our prayer book, we can sit in church all day long. But if we get out of church and we're not doing nice things, we're not treating people nicely, we're not smiling, we're not being kind, we're not being charitable on social media, if we're not doing that, we're going to be in for a rude awakening when we're judged, and we're not really following Jesus as much as we say we are. So it's very, very important. And I think Pope Francis is doing a great job making people like me feel uncomfortable because he's always challenging us. You know, you think you got it down. Oh, yeah, I'm a good Catholic. Oh, wait a minute, but I'm not nice to people. Oh, come on, that's asking too much. But I love it. So, yes, it's very, very important.
Right. I'm talking to Gary Zimak. We're discussing his book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. Let me ask another. This is a little bit off the beaten path, but I'll make it fit in about another aspect of relationship, which can be expressing anger. And I'm just a TV guy. I've watched a lot of TV in my day. So I'm reminded of this scene from the TV series The West Wing, in which Martin Sheen's President Bartlett character, he's furious at God because his secretary was killed in a car crash. And he proceeds to tell God off in Latin and claim not to believe in him anymore. And even though the scene seemed to be a rejection of God, you don't tell off someone you don't believe exists. So I actually found it to be somewhat very religious in a sense, because I think there are people all over the country, the world, who've undergone these horrific tragedies and might feel anger at God for allowing them to happen. When you're talking to God, as we've been discussing today, we talk to Jesus as a friend. Can you be that honest with him that you express anger? Can that be a good thing? Can God take it?
You know, I'm kind of blown away that you're asking me this, because earlier today I had a priest on my radio show, and we talked about this very topic, and I plan to discuss this on my podcast that I'll be taping today. This is amazing.
Okay.
This is coming up, and it's powerful. I had a spiritual director tell me years ago, Gary, if you're angry at God, you can get mad at him. He can take it. That's exactly his words. Pope Francis spoke about this recently, and he said that arguing with God will help your relationship with him to grow. I agree with that. And to be honest, I've been in the car, because I like to go in the car when I want to really pray loudly, and I've yelled at the Lord. I really have. With respect. I don't yell at him because I don't believe in him. I believe that he can help me with these problems, and sometimes I've gotten into it with him, and I said, Lord, why are you doing this to me? You're killing me. What are you doing? And I think, and this is what Pope Francis said too, I think he values that honesty. He wants to know us, and he loves us, and he's not going to hold it against us. So yes, I think it's valid to argue with God or to get mad at him sometimes, to know him well enough to be able to be comfortable to do that, enough to do that.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you said that, because I think it's a really struggle people go through. You know, you think you have to speak with reverence toward God, but, you know, sometimes we're human beings and, you know, you get angry.
Yeah, and it feels really strange. I agree. I'm a little uncomfortable, because after I yell at him, then I say, you're not mad, are you, Lord?
Well, that's good. I'm talking to Gary Zimak. He's the author of Find a Real Friend in Jesus, the author of Stop Worrying and Start Living, the host of Spirit in the Morning on HolySpiritRadio.org. Just give us a little bit of a plug. Like, what can people hear if they listen to Spirit in the Morning?
Tony, what we do is we play some music. We play some uplifting music. We read the gospel every day. We have great guests such as Tony Rossi on the show. We really want to help people get to know Jesus Christ better, help them to pray better. And it's all practical. We keep it very practical and realistic, and just help them to realize that God is in control. And we shouldn't worry. There's no need to worry if we understand that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, since you've mentioned the Christopher and you're such a big fan of our message, let me close with this question. As you know, our motto is, it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. Now, when you hit those times of darkness in your life, how are you able to light that metaphorical candle and move forward?
I look and see what I can do. When mm-hmm. it comes to anxiety, if I can't control the situation, and a lot of times I can't, there's always something I can do. What is that something? I can always pray. Even if I can't do anything about the problem, I can pray. And that's why I love that motto of the Christophers, because there's always something I can do instead of complaining. And, you know, we could take it to the next level, too. We complain about a lot of things. My priest, he never preaches about this. The bishop, why is he doing this? This person, they're so nasty. What are we doing? Mm-hmm. We can all do something to spread the good news.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up, and I've been talking to Gary Zimak. He's written a lot of great books. We talked about today, Stop Worrying and Start Living. His other book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. He works on the radio show Spirit in the Morning. You can listen to it at holyspiritradio.org. And I think the advice Gary gives is really valuable, because all of us are worriers to some degree, and we all need to have more faith and trust in God, which is what Gary shares, in order to deal with that worry in our life. Because we live in anxious times. We go through struggles of health problems and job loss and all the other things of daily life. And so I think Gary's message is really valuable to, like he says, stop worrying and start living, and we do it with God's help. So, Gary, thanks for sharing your message, for writing your books, and for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Tony. It's a real blessing. God bless you.
Now, before we end today's show, here's a message the Christophers would like to share with you.
While the media often focuses on the dark side of humanity, the Christophers believe in highlighting individuals who reflect our motto, it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. By doing so, we hope to inspire others to be Christophers, or Christ-bearers, in their own lives. That's why we've prepared a news note called Stories of Modern-Day Christ-Bearers. You'll be able to read about people who've brought God's love, mercy, and truth to those around them. And maybe these stories will get you thinking about how you can do the same. To request your free copy of Stories of Modern-Day Christ-Bearers, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. That's 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog and our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineer for today's show is Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.